Today, as it is the Feria of the third week of Advent, we repeat the readings and the Proverbs of yesterday. And one of the things that strikes is that in everything that we see in this sacred liturgy of Gaudete Sunday, we see that all of creation, and especially mankind, is continuously calling upon God to hurry up, excita, excite thyself and come over, don't wait so long. And the whole liturgy is one of excitement at the coming of the Lord. And of course that was the first time, but we still have that. We have the second coming, which is not yet come, at the end of time, which many fear or should fear. And then we have the third coming, which happens to us every single day. The coming of our Lord through grace, through indulgences, through the sacraments. And so we will soon be receiving our Lord in Holy Communion. Who else is there like us that has our Lord, that gives himself to us as our food? And so St. Paul reminds us to rejoice. Gaudete in Domino sempre. Rejoice always in the Lord. The Lord is nigh. He's about to come. Be not afraid. But in everything, in prayer, in solicitation, be ready for his coming. And then we have in the Gospel the person, once again, of St. John the Baptist, one of the four persons that were born into this world without original sin. He was prepared to be the precursor. And yet he doesn't quite admit it. They ask him, "Who art thou? Who are we to say sent thee? Tell us so that we can say to those who sent us who thou art." And he doesn't really tell them. And so he puts him off. But he does admit a few things. "I am the one of whom it is written, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Set forth his paths. There is one in your midst." And he is the one who is a precursor of the Lord. And so he does not quite admit it, but he does admit it. He does not refuse it, but he does say it. And so St. John the Baptist is the principal person of this third Sunday and week of Advent, as the Holy Church prepares us to await the coming of our Savior at Christmas, Christmas night, and Christmas day. And so prepare yourselves. And I love the antiphon of communion. Of course, it's much more beautiful in Latin. Dicite pusillanimes, confortameni, et nolita timere. Ecce Deus noste veniet, et salvavit nos. Say to the pusillanimes, here it says faint-hearted. The pusillanimes are those who can't make up their mind. They go this way, that way. They're not ready for anything. But they have to be, because one day, whether you like it or not, he will come and say, "Come on, it's your time. Come with me. Come for your judgment." Your judgment that will determine whether you shall be in purgatory, heaven, or in the eternal fires of hell. But if we are with Christ, if we follow him, if we obey him, if we love him, then he says to us, "Take courage and fear not. Behold, our God will come, and he will save us." In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.